ସେ ଗାଦମ ପାର୍ପୁଡ଼ୁନାରଙ୍କୁ ମୁଁ ମାଇ ମଗାଚନ୍ ନମସ୍କାର ଫ୍ରେଙ୍କି ଫର୍ଣ୍ଣାଣ୍ଡିସ୍ ମେଲବର୍ନ ଅଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଲିଆ ସନ୍ ତୁମକୁ ଇଏ ଗଇଚ ଖବର କୋଖଣୀ କ୍ଲାନ୍ ପାବିତାନ ଆଜ ମାଇଛି 30 ତାରିଖ
ସୁରବାତେ ଏକ ଦୁଃଖିସ୍ତ ଖବର ଅଂଚ ସଗ୍ଲାଚ ଆଉଡ଼ିଚ ଚିକ୍ଲେ ସେଣ୍ଟ ଫ୍ରାନ୍ସିସ୍ ଜେଭେର ଇକୋଜିଚ ପାଦ୍ବିକାର ଫାଦ ବର୍ମେକ୍ସ ପରେରା 50 ବର୍ଷାଚ ପେରାଇଚ ଏହା ସଂସାରଲ ଅନ୍ତର୍ଲ ଗେଲ୍ଲିଆ ସୋମାନାଥ ତ ଆପଲେ ଫିରିକୋ ସୋବିଏଚା ବାଙ୍ଗଡ଼ିଆ ଗେଉନ୍ ପିକନିକ୍ ଏକ ବସ୍ପାକ ବାହାର ଚଲଲ ତେନା ଥାକା ଭାସ୍କୋଚା ରେଲୱେ ଷ୍ଟେସନ ହାଚେର ଅଚିତ ବୋରୋ ଦାଜାଲ ଆନି ଭାସ୍କୋଚା ହସ୍ପିଟାଲ ଟ୍ରିଟମେଣ୍ଟ ଗେଉନ୍ ତାକା ଗୋଆ ମେଡିକାଲ କଲେଜ ହାଙ୍ଗା ଟ୍ରିଟମେଣ୍ଟାକ ବେଲ ଆନି ମାର୍ଚ୍ଚ 24 ତାରିଖେ ସକାଳଚା ବେଳାର ତସ୍ ଏହା ସଂସାରତ୍ଲ ଅନ୍ତର୍ଲ ପହିଲେ ଚିକ୍ଲିଚେ ସେଣ୍ଟ ଫ୍ରାନ୍ସିସ୍ ଜେଭିୟର ଇଗୋର୍ଜିନ୍ଦ ଆଣି ତାଚା ଉପରାନ୍ତ କେପିଚେ ହୋଲି କ୍ରସ୍ ଇଗୋର୍ଜିନ୍ଦ ହଜାରାନୀ ଗଇଁକାରୀ ତାଚା ମନ୍ନାଥ ବାଟ ଗେତଲ ଗୋଆ ଫରୱାର୍ଡ ପକ୍ଷାଚ ମୁକେଲି ଆଣି ଫାତଡ଼ାଚ ଆମଦାର ବିଜେ ସରଦେଶାଇ ଆଣେ ସ୍ୱର୍ଗେସ ଫାଦର ବର୍ମେକ୍ସ ପରେରା ହାଚେ ବିଷି ଏ ସାଙ୍ଗେ
ଆମଛ ପାଦ୍ରୀ ବାବୁ ଫାଦର ଡକ୍ଟର ବର୍ମେକ୍ସ ପରେରା ଦୁଃଖଦ ମରଣ ଆଇଲେ ହଁ ଜିଏମସି ଏକ ବଡ଼ ପାଦ୍ରୀ ଯୋ आमचे असले सरकाराचे विरोधान झगडुपी आनीक खूब प्रदूषण जाता गोंयचे सैम राखपा खातीर एनवायरमेंटल एक्टिविस्टांचो एक बरो गायड आनीक एक लिडर एक कम्युनिटीचो लिडर जो म्हाका दिसता लोकांचे लढे जे आसताले म्हळ्यार पिपल्स फायट्स हे आनी लोकांचे कॉजा खातीर झगडुपाक फुडें येवपी असो एक पाद्री आज आमचे मदीं ना जाल्लो आहा. ताजे कॉन्ट्रिब्युशन आनी ताजो लढो कोलाचे विरोधान डबल ट्रॅकिंगाचे विरोधान हे थ्री लिनियर प्रोजेक्टाचे विरोधान हे सगळ्यांक खबर आहा. पूण एक ओपिनियन आपले क्लियर आसपी आनी हे ओपिनियन उलोवपाक भंय नासतना निर्भीडपणान आपले न्यायिक आपले जे समर्थक आहा आनी इगर्जीचो सरमांव एक बरो सरमांव दिवन लोकांक गायडन्स दिवपी लोकांक वाट दाखोवपी असो फादर बॉलमॅक्स आज ना जाल्लो आहा. तो एक पीएचडी इन बॉटनी म्हणटकच ताका इकॉलॉजी आनी एनवायरमेंटाचे पडिल्ले आशिल्ले. म्हजे भशेन एग्रीकल्चर बॅकग्राऊंड आशिल्लो मनीस ज्याका लोकांक फार्मिंगान परतो इंट्रस्ट हाडपाचो एक आपलो आपले एक मिशन कशें ताणें धरिल्लें म्हणल्यार गो बॅक टू मदर अर्थ. आनी म्हाका दिसता आमी ताका एक खरें बरें एक होमेज दिवंक शकता ताका बरी श्रद्धांजली दिवंक शकता हो ताजो मुवमेंट फुडें वचत जाल्यार म्हळ्यार टू मेक गोवा ऑर्गेनीक टू कल्टिवेट द फेलो लँड्स ऑफ गोवा विच आर इन थाउजंड्स ऑफ हेक्टर्स दॅट वूड बी अ फिटींग ट्रिब्यूट टू दीस बोल्ड फायटर अ गुड प्रिस्ट अँड अ गायड अँड अ
आनी एक म्हत्वाची खबर शेवटाक रेव्होल्युशनरी गोन्स पक्षाचो सांत आंद्री मतदार संघाचो आमदार विरेश बोरकर हाणें गेल्ल्या सोमनांत गोंयांत येवन पत्रकारां लागीं मेवलो. गेल्ल्या सोमनांत आदलो प्रेसिडेंट मनोज परब हाणें पक्षाचो राजिनामो दिलो आनी राजजीपी कार्यकर्त्या हांचे मदें फूट पडलो. विरेश बोरकर सांगता
मनोज परब आमचो लिडर आमचो जो स्टार्टिंगच्यान आमचें जें काम आसा रेव्होल्युशनरी गोन्स जावं रेव्होल्युशनरी गोन्स पक्ष हें काम आमी वांगडा मेळून केल्लें आसा आनी म्हाका दुख्ख खूब जाता तशें तोय म्हाज्या काळजान आसा. आमचें जें काम आसा तें गोंय राखपाक लागून आसलें आनी गोंय फुडें व्हरपाक लागून आसलें अशें कांय ना. वयर सकयल खूब कितें जातलें पूण हांव तें तुमकां बेश्टोच तुमकां सांगपाक सोदिना. हांव काँग्रेसीन वयतलो हांव आनी खंय वयतलो अशें तशें जाता अशें कांयच ना. रेव्होल्युशनरी गोन्स पक्षा वांगडा जें आमी स्थापीत केल्ली आसा आनी रेव्होल्युशनरी गोन्स पक्ष हो फुडें व्हरपाक जाय गोंयकारा खातीर आनी गोंयच्या हिता खातीर. आमकां खबर आसा काँग्रेस कशी आसा बीजेपी कशी आसा हें सगळें आमकां खबर आसा. सो हेजेर हांव आनी प्रश्न तुमी ज्या तरेन सांगलेले आसा हांवें प्रत्येक जाणांक जाता तितले प्रमाणान म्हाजे प्रश्न तुमचे आन्सर केल्ले आसा. पूण एकूच तुमकां सांगता की गोंय हें उरपाक जाय गोंय राखपाक जाय जाल्यार आमी एकजूटपणान हें काम करचें पडटलें. आयज गोंयांत कितलेशे विशय आसा हे विशय आमी हायलायट करूंक जाय. आयज 39A सारको जो ज्वलंत विशय आसा हो ज्वलंत विशय गांवां गांवांनी व्हरपाचो प्रयास आनी जो लोकांक मेळोवपाचो आनी लोकांक घेवन आमी हे जे नाका जाल्ले जेंच्यांनी अमेंडमेंट हाडल्या कायदे हाडलेले आसा हे भायर मारपाचो प्रयत्न जो आसा आमी करता.
आनी एक म्हत्वाची खबर कारापूर स्ट्रावर हाच्या पंचायत हाणें एचएफ प्रायव्हेट लिमिटेड हाका शो कॉज नोटीस काडला. हो शो कॉज नोटीस अभिनंदन लोधा हाचो सुमार 5 लाख जमनीचेर प्रोजेक्ट चालू आसा हाचे बाबतींत आमचो सोशल एक्टिविस्ट स्वप्नील शिलेकर आमकां आनी म्हायती दिता.
मिटींग जाल्ली आयज पंचायतीन, कारापूर सर्वान पंचायतीन, आनी डिसिजन्स घेतला तेंच्यानी शोकॉज इश्यू करपाचे. सेक्रेटरीक आमी मेळोन येल्ले, म्हाजे एक आरटीआय हाडले, वेरीन आय हॅव बीन टोल्ड की तेंचे थोडे फायल्स ट्रॅक जायना. सो सेक्रेटरी कडेन डिस्कस करून येयला आनी ड्युरींग द डिस्कशन ही मेन्शन तेणी सांगला की आमी शोकॉज काडटा आनी शोकॉसा उपरांत लेट्स वेट नाव, आमची कंप्लेनूय आसा तेज्या अगेन्स्ट शोकॉज काडटा म्हणून सांगला. रिजनींग अशें आसा कंप्लेनीचे, देर आर टू सर्वे नंबर 148/0 एन्ड 176/1. 148/0 कन्स्ट्रक्शन लायसन्स पंचायतीच्या रेकॉर्डाक आसा, पूण ते कन्स्ट्रक्ट कंपाऊंड वर्क, पूण ते एप्रूव्ड प्लॅन जर पळय जाल्यार एप्रूव्ड प्लॅनानूच ओपनिंग्स मेन्शन हा मार्क्ड आसा, पूण एक्च्युअल एक्झिक्युशन ऑफ द कन्स्ट्रक्शन लायसन्सान तेंच्यानी सगळे सेट केल्ले आसा. आनी 176/1 कन्स्ट्रक्शन लायसन्स रेकॉर्डाक ना पंचायतीच्या. सो आमी पंचायतीन कंप्लेन फायल केलेली आसा, पंचायतीन आतां डिसिजन घेतला खंय शोकॉज काडपाक. सो लेट्स सी ना.
तर ह्यो जाल्यो आमच्यो कांय सुसेगाद दनपार गोंयच्यो खबरो कोंकणींतल्यान मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सावन. मेळुया दुसऱ्या सोमारात, ते मेरेन मोगा संदी.
बाबा सुटू बुटू घालून तू दिसताय सुपरस्टार. 4 वर्सां आधी नाचतलोय आमच्या गाडांगाच्या पगलार, तुझ्या स्कूटराचार दोघी बाबा आम्ही भोवून दोल्या गावान. आता कितें अपग्रेड रे तुझे घालपाच्या कारान. बिझी बिझी झालो रे बाबा घरा पाटी येवंक जावना म्हाका, कितें उडास आयलो म्हजो आज रे तुका. बिझी बिझी झालो रे बाबा घरा पाटी येवंक जावना म्हाका, कितें उडास आयलो म्हजो आज रे तुका. भावा टाइम मेळाना तुका मेळोंक रे म्हाका. रातभर जागी रावून आधी नाचतोया बायला, कॅसेट आयकून आमी मोद्यानेर जागयताल्या शेजारा. आता कितें सायलंट जालाय बायल्याच्या हातान.
बिझी बिझी जालो रे बाबा कामा मध्ये फ्री टाइम ना म्हाका, कितें करूं तुज्या खातीर सांग रे आता. बिझी बिझी जालो रे बाबा कामा मध्ये फ्री टाइम ना म्हाका, कितें करूं तुज्या खातीर सांग रे आता.
Yere yere hoca kazara yere. Yere yere hoca kazara yere. Yere yere hoca kazara yere. Yere yere hoca kazara yere.
English question monta gonga gosto kalpata no aya to su tuje hore pa.
English question monta gonga gosto kalpata no aya to su tuje hore.
Yeah. सिगरेट होडी ना पोस गेल्यार पियेता सोरो Stai, sì baba.
Dormi silly, oh, casare te umedi. Coron poi arra o la loro. Salo coro, una cattoria, una nimboro. Lo staca maca, mucchiele a ruzzpuro. Sigrino pulina, mucchiele a pietà soro. Viene su zure
dormi a freddo catara se un medin coron poi arra o l'amoro caro coro una vittoria un animoro dossa canaca mucche vero scuro sigre luni na mucche le arpi e tassoro. Come on, give me one kiss, oh, casara de umedin, coronto y arraula moro, salo coro, una gatoria, una niboro, dotta canaca, mugiele aruscuro, sigre hudina, porchele arpieta soro, sigre hudina, porchele arpieta soro.
Hi, hi, David and Usha. So, you know, friends, we have Usha and David Gandhi here. David is my senior from the St. Vincent's High School in Pune. And both of them are social workers and have been doing some excellent work in a hilly village in Manipur, a remote part of Manipur called Aben. David has worked, in many, many international locations. Usha has traveled with them. And they're going to tell us about their work in Aben. So I'm going to kick off by asking David, David, what inspired you to work in remote Manipur, to begin with?
Good afternoon, Rahul. So it wasn't a planned move. I had been there in mid-2016 to do an evaluation of an NGO project there. And in the course of traveling around Manipur and Nagaland and interacting with the farmers, hill farmers, who are mainly engaged in jhum cultivation, also known as slash and burn or shifting cultivation, I realized that I didn't actually understand their livelihood, their system of agriculture, so I needed to educate myself. And in the last village I had visited after almost 2 months, Usha and me, this was Aben, and I somehow had a calling that I should stay in this village and understand their livelihood and work with them to improve it. So I offered my services to the elders of the village. I remember it was a dark, rainy night with lightning flashing, no electricity. and we were sitting in this church office premises, you know, a bamboo structure with a tin roof. And I suddenly, I'm just calling, and I, you know, voiced it to the elders. And I told them that I'd like to stay in your village, but I'm an individual, I don't have any NGO, I don't have any money. But I have some education and experience, and you have a lot of experience, so why don't we work together? And maybe we can find a way forward to improve the situation here. So that's how I decided. And then I went back to Pune, and I wound up all my assignments. And in the 1st of October, I traveled to Manipur to take up residence in Abin.
That's 2016.
Right.
Yeah. So that's quite fascinating. So, David, you have to tell me, you know, about the difficulties in settling down in this remote village, you know.
Right. So, initially, I had been welcomed there because of, you know, the recommendation of the NGOs. Because these are remote, homogeneous villages. They don't welcome outsiders.
Mm.
And for them also, it was a big thing to have an outsider stay in the village. Yet, when I went there, they didn't accept me initially. They were observing me to see, you know, what I'm up to. So for 3 months, actually, I lived in the church office, which was again a sort of a bamboo structure. And I had to cook my own food on a wood fire. And I didn't have provisions because these are subsistence farmers. There are no shops in the village where you can buy provisions. Like things we take for granted, like eggs and milk and sugar and oil and vegetables, nothing is available there. So for 3 months, I actually lived on khichdi, which I cooked myself. And I stayed in this church office. In the meanwhile, I you know, got them to give me a piece of land to make a cabin.
Mm.
Naga style cabin of wood and bamboo with a tin roof. And only thing, it had a half brick wall. That, on the advice of the elders, was to protect me from gunfire in case, you know, the insurgent groups decided to start firing on each other when they were passing through. So that was how I started. Then, you know, it was later on in 2016 when demonetization kicked in. And all the money I had was rendered unusable overnight. So I had to send an SOS to Usha, who was in Pune, and ask her to go to the bank and, you know, get the new notes and come to Abin. So that's how she came in the early December. So I let her tell that story.
Yeah. So, Usha, you went December of 2016.
Oh.
Yeah. And that too, thanks to demonetization.
Demonetization. Like David said, there was an SOS from him, and yes, we realized the precarious condition that he would be in, knowing the remoteness of Abin. So my daughter and I, we stood for almost 10 to 12 days to put together the money, which I could then take and travel to David. 2nd December, I reached there. And David was living on rice khichdi, and I saw the effects of that. He was literally skin and bones. Yes, but that's how my journey in Abin started. And when the elders and especially the mothers, the women knew that I was staying there, they approached me and asked if I would help them with the education in the village. That is when I learned that it is quite a difficult situation for the children over there. There are no trained teachers. There is something called proxy teachers. We came to know about these things while living over there.
While living there,
they are literally substitute teachers. The good thing I observed was that the parents insist that whoever is a proxy teacher should be 10th, 11th or 12th pass. So that much they understood, that if something has to happen, the teachers should be at least 10th pass. I first went to the primary school because I could communicate a little better with the teachers over there. Language was never a problem because there was always someone who knew English, Hindi, and they would help us. And I must say that for children, with children, language was never a barrier.
Yeah.
We seem to just understand each other. And I was just taking a very small little class for the third standard, and I noticed they could not read the alphabet. So that's when it occurred to me, okay, there is something very wrong here. And then I went, I spoke to David and said, okay, there is a situation here. We come with good educational background, with such good experience. If there is a possibility, let me do something. That is how I started.
Sit down. Hello, sit down. Stand up. Hello. Sit down. Look up.
Hello.
So when you teach them, let me come on.
Good action. Looking like this.
Then you know what to do.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, David, I'll come back to you and, you know, ask you, how did you think of implementing the salt agricultural method, you know, in Aben?
My initial idea was to work with the Jhum farmers to improve Jhum. You know, Jhum is a form of subsistence agriculture which has, you know, lasted generations and, you know, thousands of years. So certainly there's a lot of good in it. So I thought I wanted to improve it. Though the establishment, both the government and the scientific establishment, all they want to do is ban Jhum because they regard it as environmentally harmful. But in my view, there's no such thing. It is in fact a better form of agriculture compared to commercial agriculture which goes on in the mainland or the plain areas of the country. I took it upon myself to visit all the Jhum farms. You know, these are at a distance from the village. And educate myself. So I visited the farm, spoke with the farmers, observed right through the Jhum cycle what they are doing. And then I realized that the main challenge is that there are no young people in the village to take this tradition forward, because the young people have left the village either for education and further to take up employment in the cities. So it's only the old people who are still doing Jhum. And the size of the Jhum farms are decreasing. So then I realized that we have to come up with some alternatives. So I used to pick the brains of the elders, you know, what is the development history of this village. So I would try and get some idea what could be possible. So they told me that, you know, they had planted around 50,000 orange trees in this village, you know, at the turn of the century. So we're talking, you know, 20, 25 years ago. So I was, you know, quite interested. So I asked, what happened? Where are these orange trees? By now, you all should have been selling oranges and be rich. But they said, no, sir, all the trees died. So I was surprised. Then I inquired some more. Then they told me it was a salt project. Now, salt is a form of agriculture specifically for sloping land. So it is called sloping land agriculture technology. And this was actually, you know, evolved in the Philippines, developed in the Philippines around 40 years ago. So they had tried this project in the northeast of India, you know, the center was in Shillong, and they had tried it in different places, including Tamenglong district where Aben is located. So I explored more about salt, and I thought it's a good thing, you know, it shouldn't have failed. So I did a sort of discussion with them, how they had implemented that project, and I realized that, you know, there were a lot of lacuna in the way they had designed and executed that project. And because it was, you know, sort of being implemented from Shillong, and these were the years of insurgency, so nobody could actually visit the project area to guide the people and take the model forward. Suffice to say that, you know, the project failed and people went back to Jhum. But with my background in agriculture and my understanding of you know, the importance of diversity, soil water conservation, I decided to try out salt again. So I convinced three of the original farmers to start again with my support. And in 2017, we started three demo farms. All with their own resources, because I didn't have any money. I just told them that if you set up your farms nicely, I will give you some money to buy fruit saplings. Because salt is a model of agroforestry, where you grow trees, mainly fruit trees along with crops.
Yeah.
So that went well. And I used to encourage the elders to bring the rest of the community to the site to see the salt farms, you know, around about a kilometer and a half from the village. So every Sunday after church, the entire congregation would come to visit these farms. All I had to provide was some sweet tea and some biscuits. This is a tradition, you know, when there's some important event. If you organize some sweet tea and some biscuits, then people, you know, take it more seriously. So during 2017, a number of occasions, the entire community used to come to these farms and we used to have a discussion there. And I have to mention that very early on in my work in Aben, my alumni from school, batchmates of St. Vincent's High School who had studied with me, so they pitched in when they came to know about what I am doing. They pitched in with moral support, with finance which they had collected from the members, and they used to send the money to me, and I used that to support my work. So in 2018, most of the village wanted to try out salt. So that's when the financial support from the Vincent's alumni was helpful to buy fruit saplings for the salt farmers who were implementing the model.
Wonderful.
It's mid-October 2021 and we're looking at my salt farm. This has been a very dry year. In fact, as per reports, this year Manipur has received around 50% of its average annual rainfall. And now it's a fag end of the rainy season. The seasonal crops have completed their life cycle. And yet, the salt farm is in pretty good condition. There's a lot of green vegetation. And this can be attributed to the soil and water conservation measures and these hedgerows of nitrogen fixing plants.
So this was in 2018, and the development, the DC, the district commissioner of Kaming Long district, Armstrong Pame, so he also was interested in what we are doing. He visited Aben along with representatives from 40 villages. They stayed overnight to experience the salt model. And they also then became supporters. Mr. Armstrong gave me a letter of recommendation for Usha and me, which opened a lot of doors subsequently.
Very nice.
So that's how then salt began to gain momentum and I was able to scale it up. Then other NGO I should mention is Sunbird Trust, which has been working in Manipur and other states of the Northeast on education. So Colonel Rego, Christopher Rego, retired. He was working in the Northeast. So he visited me and he was very interested in salt. So then he sent a couple of his young staff with agriculture background to stay with me in Aben and learn about salt, so that they could then implement salt in Sunbird Trust project areas. We have their schools. And then other donors like Caring Friends Mumbai, Anaha Trust from Bangalore, they approached me on their own. And they asked me, what can we do to support you? This is because of the recommendation of Colonel Rego of Sunbird Trust. So then they pitched in and to offer small finance. So salt then spread across Manipur in different locations, in None district, in Numba district, and Kaming Long district.
Using NFP, this is Tephrosia candida, a species indigenous to the northeastern region. So here you can see the farmer is pruning the hedgerows and applying the prune material as mulch to his ginger field. The idea is this will decompose and release the nutrients in the leaf to fertilize the soil. The pruning is done around 1 meter above ground level, and this is a good time to prune. It is 20th of August, so we still have a month or so of rains for the plant to recover.
Then in 2022, I happened to visit Meghalaya, and I saw the work which was going on there on soil water conservation, and I realized it wasn't the right technology, because they were using technology for soil and water conservation which had been developed for the semi-arid zones. And Northeast is a heavy rainfall humid zone, so these technologies were actually increasing erosion and degradation. So the director of Meghalaya Basin Development Authority, Mr. Bunanka, he's a young Indian Forest Service officer. So I had an occasion to discuss with him and share my thoughts. So he took it seriously, and then he asked me, what should I do? I said, why don't you try salt? And I showed him some videos on salt and all. So he was very impressed, so he invited me to work with them. As a result of which, in 2022 and 23 and part of 24, I worked with them as a consultant for 2 weeks each month. So we have established nearly 3,000 models of salt implemented by salt farmers across the state, in Garo Hills, in Khasia Hills, in Jantia Hills.
Wow.
And now there is interest from Nagaland. In fact, in the month of Feb, I'll be going to Nagaland. There's another NGO there who want to implement salt.
Excellent.
And now in Arunachal Pradesh also, through Sunbird Trust, we will be implementing salt there. So this is a slow progression. I'm one never to push things.
Yeah.
I want the farmers and the momentum to take things forward. I don't want an artificial acceleration, pouring money in to take things forward. It's a more organic process where farmers should come forward, and we will then see how we can support the farmers.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, thank you. So Usha, I'll turn to you, and I want to ask you. So what were those interesting initiatives you took to beef up their education system? Yeah.
So after seeing the initial situation there, I called for a meeting with the parents, and also they have a committee called the School Development and SMDC, School Development and Management Committee, which is formed by the members of the village itself. And I put forward to them what I observed while being in the primary and all, and I said that I would have to start from the nursery school, so the kindergarten. So that's where I then had to put in some real thoughts as to how to move these things forward with them. One of the things I observed is that the children didn't even have books. What we take for granted as workbook and beginner's workbook and things for children in kindergarten, they had nothing. In fact, they didn't have pencils, erasers, cutters, nothing. So David and I were in quite a situation. We said, okay, how do we take this forward? I come from a family where my siblings are also in the field of education. And my younger sister, Uma, she helped me a lot with how to understand where to begin with for the kindergarten, because kindergarten children are, just 4 or 5 years old. I was more used to the primary education system. So I got a lot of help from her. And using that, I began to work towards making things better for them. Now, the setup is such over there that nobody from the education department even visits the schools. They receive the teachers, the proxy teachers don't receive training of any kind. No guidelines are given to them as to how to run an academic year. So I literally had to start from scratch from there. So when we came back to Pune sometime in March of 2017, knowing the absence of even regular notebooks and any kind of worksheets, I almost photocopied about 20 kilos of writing material to be carried back, which I took with me on my on the flight from Pune to Calcutta. And
paying so much extra.
I had to pay a fine also because I wouldn't leave my leave the material behind. Yeah. They told me to, you know, to reduce the load and all, but I said no, this is for a particular purpose. So that's how the first lot of writing material reached for the children.
Wow.
My daughter, my sisters, they all contributed and put together the stationery required for the children there, and we carried all of this with us, and that is how we began. I began working with the school, the kindergarten. I realized that we need to train the teachers also. They had selected three young women, mothers actually. They're all mothers by the time they get there, and I said I will train them how to teach, and I will teach also along with them. At that time, the school was in such a pathetic condition. I mean, dogs and animals would be sleeping inside the classrooms when the children, and the huge craters were there in the floors of the classroom. The kids would barely would be able to sit and write. They are hanging onto the bench and trying to write. So it was quite pathetic. And sometime during that year, David's friend, Arun Nagpal, had made contact with David, and he also visited the school, and he told us about One School at a Time, OSAT. OSAT. And Arun encouraged us to approach them because OSAT funds the
repairing, putting up infrastructure for schools.
Yeah. And even maintenance, repair. Wow. And maintenance of school. So David quickly put together a small
proposal,
and it was
thanks to Arun.
Yes, Arun was in Bangalore when we sent the proposal, and that way we were able to put up that a new nursery structure, which is closer to the village. The earlier one was 1.5 kilometers away from the village, and these little children had to walk up and down. So this was a huge achievement.
Naga style bamboo. Yes. wood frame with bamboo walls and tin roof.
Yeah.
So sort of a redevelopment of that school structure was done, and I was able to set up a proper kindergarten structure for them. Initially, there were only about 12 children in junior KG and about even less than that, 8 or 10 in the senior KG. But when the village saw what we are doing, the next year, in 2018, we had a total of 45 children in the,
wow,
in the kindergarten.
Wow.
Itself.
Wow.
And every morning, the mothers would come and leave their children in the school. They'd make sure that they are sitting there. And I was very happy that I could train. Six teachers were trained in the kindergarten. I worked with them, along with them. I didn't leave them alone, you know, so that they don't feel uncomfortable, because everything was new. It was all new for them, no? Because they have not seen the mainland way of teaching. They had something which they had developed by themselves. But I must give hats off to them that even in this difficult situation, they somehow kept a basic education going on for their children till about the fourth grade. This was not easy, because the grandparents, they would come and they would be standing at the windows and watching and seeing what I'm doing. I used to show children little videos. A jungle book, just to keep their interest and using educational videos also. Now, I think they were a little worried that we are talking of maybe religion and things, but time and again we made it very clear to them that we are here only to do development activity. Politics and religion does not come into any of this. So it took about a year and a half before the elders stopped coming and seeing what I was doing. It went off very well, I must say. And the children are like any children in the mainland. They are ready to learn.
Yeah.
So, I did a lot of art and craft and coloring, which was their favorite. So, the psychology behind that is, when you get the kids to do coloring activity and something which they like, their mindset is happier. And once they are happy and they are eager, then you start teaching them. So that worked very well. I taught that to the children, to the teachers also. The mothers were so happy that they approached me and asked me if I would take night classes for them. So that is how that journey.
Wonderful. See, David, what next?
The SALT program now is stable, and it is being scaled up by different stakeholders and actors in Manipur and Meghalaya, and there's also interest in Nagaland. Yeah. I'll be going there later this month, in the month of February, to help them take it forward, and through Sunbird Trust we'll be expanding to Arunachal Pradesh as well. Okay. I've trained few thousand farmers in the Northeast already on SALT. And for the strategic part, I've got a young person now through Sunbird Trust to work with me. So he will be taking forward.
No problem.
I'll take a few steps backward. The situation in Manipur is a little more challenging due to the conflict in the state, which shows no sign of abating.
Yeah.
So it's difficult for us to spend as much time as we were doing in the first years. I'm going to be sort of giving them more remote support, and when possible, like Usha and me will be going there in the first half of March.
Yeah.
So that's how things will move in the future. I'm focusing now on the productivity aspect. See, till now we were establishing the salt farms, and these take around 8 years to become productive, especially the fruit trees. And now, once they become productive, there's a whole new set of challenges.
Yeah.
Like, you know, pest and disease control, how to get good production, how to manage the orchards, how to aggregate, how to market produce, maybe value addition. So these are the things where I will be providing, looking to provide support in the coming years. So as the role evolves.
Wonderful. Thank you. So, Usha, on the education front, you were just telling me informally. So, what are the next steps now?
When Colonel Rego visited the salt farms which David was helping to set up. He also visited the nursery school. Sunbird's primary function in the Northeast is in education, and they have put up beautiful infrastructure. Tremendous support to the children there. So he decided, seeing our work, he decided to sponsor the children of the kindergarten, and that helped a great deal. So for almost three years, they supported the primary education, the kindergarten education program. And in our personal capacity, David and I, we found that the third child, the fourth child were not being put back into school because of financial constraints. So we started sponsoring children, especially the girl child, because I observed that if there is a choice between a son or the daughter going to school, the daughter would automatically be dropped out. But we supported them till we were supporting children till the fourth and fifth standard also. Now the education system there is slightly different. We cannot interfere too much. It is a government school, and they have their own way of functioning. But we made it clear to the village, especially the elders and the parents, that we can support them in a to a certain extent, but some amount of cooperation has to come forward from them too. So we have left it at that. Looking at the current situation since May 23, we can see that we do understand that it is the children who suffer the most, because whenever there is a problem, the schools are shut down first. So that loss is something we are trying to see how we can help with. But that will require a major systemic effort from the government also. Meanwhile, we will do the best we can in what is in our capacity. That has always been my belief, that if we are capable of doing and if we have the ability to do, then we should step forward in.
Wonderful.
And we will keep doing.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Illo, soro pielo. Illo, morando maca, sorda salo. Sorda satana, mujata, clio que solo. Quítele pao que soro pio, no ganar tu porlo. Illo, soro pielo. Illo, morando maca, sorda salo. Sorda satana, mujata, clio que solo. Quítele pao que soro pio, no ganar tu porlo. ¡Gracias!
ta solo illo 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 soro pielo illo illo mamando maca sore sore zalo sore sore zata na mucha tocla que solo kitle pauti soro pio no gataran tu porlo illo 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 soro pielo illo illo mamando maca sore sore zalo sore sore zata na mucha tocla que solo kitle pauti soro pio no gataran tu porlo Illo illo soro pielo illo illo mono no macas ser ser salo ser ser zata na mucha tocla que solo kitle pauti soro pio no gataran tu pueblo illo 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 soro pielo illo illo mono no macas ser ser salo ser ser zata na mucha tocla que solo kitle pauti soro pio no gataran tu pueblo
तुझ्या खातीर राहिलो जायला डाऊन बाय म्हाका देखताना तू सांगताय गोड बाय
स्टॉप देऊ नक रे म्हज्या दात्याक सांगेन रे स्टॉप इटिंग माय ब्रेन डोंट शो मी योर फेस अगेन
आय कीप रनिंग रनिंग बॅक टू यू खोटो म्हाका मारून मारून घरा धाडटाय तू तुझ्या मुखान पिसो जाला हांव कितें करूं आय कीप रनिंग रनिंग बॅक टू यू आय कीप रनिंग रनिंग बॅक टू यू खोटो म्हाका मारून मारून घरा धाडटाय तू तुझ्या मुखान पिसो जाला हांव कितें करूं आय कीप रनिंग रनिंग बॅक टू यू
In time I'd hold you close every night A little fight and then some bite and very wild
Dora udon ye to logar ardo tight That na dablo tu so was nowhere in sight
Oh, te pura porne I have someone in you ne Forget all of that Why are you here again?
I keep running, running back to you Khoto maka marun, marun gara dardai tu Tuja moga biso zala hao kite goro I keep running, running back to you I keep running, running back to you Khoto maka marun, marun gara dardai tu Tuja moga biso zala hao kite goro I keep running, running back to you डॉक्टर सांगता मुझी बीपी लिहाय वखद नाका म्हाका तुझ्या कोपांत रावंक जाय खंय मेळ्ळा तूं म्हाका तुजी अपुरबाय मोगा केतना सोम जाताय
तूं keep running, running back to me. 걸어서가 마른 마른 갈같이 무자 뭐가 비쏟아난 무지속하니. Don't keep running, running back to me.
I keep running, running back to you. 걸어서가 마른 마른 갈아달때도 무자 뭐가 비쏟아나 하옵기 대고로. I keep running, running back.
फंक्शन जाऊ ना म्हणून हा 8 रुपेस्ताक गेल्ली आणि पुती कसो आयिल्लो आसा न्हे तशें आम्ही एक घडी 8 रुपेस्ताक वचून आयल्या आणि संजेर पुती भायसरलो 7 वरांचे फ्लाईट ताका.
ओके
दर वाल्ले तुका गिफ्ट हाडला सरप्राईज जायत गे हा लो 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 आले नका आले नका लो 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 पुटत पुटत दुबई तान हाडला लो लो सांभाळून दर घर वड्डना दिसता न्हे लहान भितर म्हणल्यार आमचे भितर सोलून येता ना मस्त आसा सोलूंक एक मिस्टेक जाला गे म्हणून गे वो भीम असो घालच्या बदलाक थोसो घाल्लो जाल्यार हाणे तुका वल्ले येणे बरो जागो मेळटो आमगेर काल केला म्हणल्यार वो भीम असो घालनो इशेनू खंड पटे जागो इस्कोल दिसता पेंट कितें बड्डे कलर असो काडला वाले खालो खालो जाता ताका पुरा मेळे आनी मांडले पुरा दिसता आमगेर म्हळ्यार इल्लोसो मेळपाक कलर तसो काडला आतां पॅशन कितें बरें दिसता ते कलर काडल्यार म्हळ्यार म्हज्या पुतान सांगले तो ट्रेंड म्हणून ये जेवणाचे मेज न्ही नाही वाले ये तुम्ही 6 जणांनी बसचे मेज घाल्या काढला आमगेर 12 जणांनी बसचे मेज हाडला हांवें पुता कडे सांगून वता गी ये एक मिस्टेक केली तुवें ते मार्बलाचे गाली जाल्ले रे घट्ट उरता ये कळलें घाला गी रुखाच्या पळ्या बरी आल्ले
इतले बजेट ना भाई आमकां
वल्ले तुका हांवें सांगल्यार बेजार जायत तुवें मात्र अल्ता राव पडे खंड पटे उड्ड केलाय आनी पुरा जागो वेस्ट केलाय हांगा तुका सुबेत एक उड्डलो लाईट देवे येतालो फॅशन असो गुत्ता गे आमगेर हांवें अल्तार लान करलो ओडले ते शांडिलियर घाला गुत्ता तुका उड्डले गोपुरा बरी लाईट आसता पळय तशें घाला घरा एक सोबा येता रे बोश म्हळ्या ओ वाल्ले वो कोण सोफा हाडलाय रे घट म्हळ्यार घट काय मार्ग देगे सोडलाय गे कितें आमचो सोफा पळयलाय गे तुवें कितलो मऊ असा कापसा बरी उत म्हजो म्हणालो रे हा हळटासो सोफा पुरो म्हणून ते हांवें कुशीन पोर खारमिनागर गेल्ली न्हे खारमिनासो सोफा बारी मऊ आनी पोश दिसता रे एक हॉलांत दोत्तना गिना बरो दिसता हांवें म्हज्या पुता कडेन सांगलें म्हाका तोलत तो सोफा जायचे म्हणून तोलत तो सोफा आतां घाल्यात ही मिस्टेक केली तुवें घट सोफा घाल नाही वाल्ले परते खाल्याक घाल्या ये ओल्ड पेशंट जाला रे ते आतां ते हे आयला न्हे कोण आलेक्सा ताका म्हळ्यार परते ओपन करता फॅन ही घालता पुरा घालता घालक ते परते हांगा ओडली मिस्टेक जाला वल्ले ओपन किचन दवरला हिंगे आमचे किचन ओडले एका रूमा बरी आसून आमी बंद केला हांगा आता तू चिंत रे वल्ले तुवें मासली म्हणी बाजूंक म्हणी घाल्यार सगळ्यांनी तासो परंबळ मू आनी तुवें हांगा मासली बाजल्यार दिना आमकां शेजारच्या आमकी परंबळ येता तुज्या मासलेसो आमचो कांय रोबी कांय गुडार काल्लो कांय कुसनाक तेता कोण ना आमगेर मासली बसतात म्हणून ही किचनाची कॅबिनेटा न्ही गी ये घाले रे आमगेर अशें ओपन करून सोडल्यार दिना ഓസോ ബംഗ തതചൈത്ലാ അക്ക കുട്ടി ജനത്തില റമിന്തു വർന്തുരി ജനെ ഈസപ്പ ஏ ஆவளரே கர்மினாகுரு தானே மும்பை தாவனு கேலா சேர்ந்து கேபினெட் ஆகி தாச்சி போலராய முஜ புத்தா கடை சமோனு அங்கே அமெரிக்காச்சி கேபினெட் ஆகலாம் ஓ பன் கடல மஜா இத்திரா போத்தான்